Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news for July 17th. Candidate filing ends Friday at noon for the municipal races across the county. Incumbent Whiteville Mayor Terry Mann faces challenges from Mike Shacknuck, Brittany Payne, and Brandon Acker. In Whiteville City Council District 1 race, Linda Bright-Smith is challenging incumbents Helen Holden and Vicki Pate for a seat. Incumbent Mayor Matt Wilson at Lake Waccamaw has two candidates trying to unseat him, Chad Smith and Greg Jacobs. Former Lake Police Chief Scott Hyatt and businessman Lynn Hinnant are running for the East Ward Commissioner's seat at the Lake, with West Ward incumbent Frank Carroll facing challenges from Curtis Andrews and Christine Jacobs. Former Chadburn Town Council member Rashid Roberts is facing off with Drew Worley for a seat on the board. All races in the county have at least one candidate on the November ballot. Look for a daily breakdown of the current filings at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Dangerously high temperatures are on tap through the weekend. You can get your exclusive CCN local forecast from meteorologist Christopher Cawley at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Four family members will go to prison for the 2023 beating and torture death of Corey Soles in Green Sea. Samantha Watts, the mother of three of the suspects, pled guilty on Thursday in Conway and was sentenced Monday to 45 years in the murder. Her son Peyton will serve 35 years. Watts' daughter Amber and son Jonathan will serve lighter sentences since they were juveniles when the murder occurred. Soles was reported missing January 10, 2023, and his body was found more than a week later. An Evergreen woman's been charged with child abuse after an infant was hospitalized in critical condition. Warrants say Eugenia Waller, age 32, was alleged to have allowed a 7-month-old to develop blisters and a rash while in Waller's care. According to the warrant, the child was also covered in feces when she was taken to the hospital. She is expected to fully recover. An early morning assault with a vehicle jack is under investigation. The Yingling Road man said his girlfriend hit him repeatedly with the jack shortly after 6 a.m. on Tuesday. She also allegedly damaged his vehicle. The victim was treated by EMS. Whiteville native Mackenzie Gore took to the field for the National League All-Star team on Tuesday in Atlanta. Gore forced an out on a base runner for a scoreless fifth inning for the American League. For the first time ever, the tie game was decided with a swing-off, which is basically a grown-up version of a home run derby. The National League's chosen swatter, Kyle Schwarber, went 3-for-3, securing the 7-6 victory. Any students at Whiteville High School interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call the FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High School students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st, and all pigs must be reserved in advance. Columbus County Water customers now have a new payment system. To pay by phone, call 877-776-3703. You can also go online to edmondsgovpay.com/Columbus County. And if you need more information, call 910-642-5237. Southeastern Community College will host an adult learner open house today from 6 until 8:30 p.m. in the SCC Library. It's an opportunity to look into switching careers, gaining a new skill, or to finish a degree. The first 50 attendees will get a $50 gift card, and there will be free food and giveaways. Children are welcome, and to register, you can look for our story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will bring the community and critters together for the Paws Music and Moonlight this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the shelter. There'll be live music, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. There is still room for food trucks and vendors at the event, and to participate or for more information, you can call 910-641-3945 or email animal.services@columbussheriff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.